distracted here. You know, the inability to do math is debilitating for most Americans. The inability to do math. Here's just something I saw that distracted me here, which I saw a shiny thing here on the internet, so I decided to look at it for a moment. With the money Elon Musk spent on Twitter shares, he could have given every American family $100,000 and still had enough left over to cancel all student debt. What is wrong with people? He spent $2.9 billion. Student debt in America is somewhere around $1.5 trillion. 85 million families in America at $100,000 per family would be $8.5 trillion. Simple math. Math is not the friend of the progressives. Never has been. Math is irrelevant to progressives, which is why when they're in charge, our debt explodes, the deficits explode, we give away all sorts of stuff. And if we just print more money, just print money, it'll take care of everything. You know why? Because they're idiots. Math matters. What goes up must come down. Math. When debts go up, at some point, the debt will come down, crashing down, devastating the American economy and possibly the world economy most likely as well. And yet that's the path that they've set us upon. The World Economic Forum and the Davos crowd, they want to set us on a course to financial oblivion. You see, over nearly 250 years, our opponents, our enemies on the planet could not beat us militarily. They tried, they came close a couple of times. But in places like the Battle of Midway, we outperformed in a way that is... Providence is the only word that comes to mind. Providence, because the way we performed at Midway was impossible. The way we won other battles was mathematically impossible, yet we prevailed. And so our opponents on the planet couldn't beat us militarily. They couldn't beat us politically. They tried. Oh, they tried. They've infiltrated, they've created schemes, and their latest scheme, wait a second, it wasn't them the last time, it was Hillary Clinton and her cohorts trying to pass it off as Russian propaganda. We now know that's not true. We now know that the Hillary Clinton team orchestrated a scam on the American people. It began sometime in summer of 2020, probably before that, but we can say for certain sometime around July 2020, they embarked on a smear campaign against then-candidate Donald Trump. But when Donald Trump won the presidency in November of 2020 as well, when he won the presidency in 2016, Hillary Clinton and the Clintonistas were so angry. The Clintonistas were so angry, they continued the attack to subvert the American presidency, to undercut the authority of Donald Trump, to weaken the White House. They continued on, and Hillary Clinton would pop up and then go away. And then go away. And then go away. All to weaken the man she had lost to, the people the Democrats have lost touch with, are now walking away permanently. And you'll see this demonstrated in the reckoning coming November the 8th of this year. But this scheme came from inside this country, as many predicted. Like James Madison, those who will bring down this country will come from inside this country. And the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons of this world should be pursued for the crimes they committed. This nonsense about, well, Donald Trump inflated the value of his properties. Really? This is what you... He boasted about the value of a property to get a loan that he paid back? And that means what exactly? That's what you're going with? Meanwhile, Hunter Biden, while sleeping his way around the world with prostitutes and crack pipes, cashing in for Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and the entire Biden clan, while the diary of Joe Biden's daughter is also ignored, all of these things going on, And we're supposed to sit here and say, well, that's all good. No, it's not. And the media, again, powered by money from China, the World Economic Fund, Davos, and all the rest, their money powering it through to bury the Hunter Biden story while Mark Zuckerberg's over in the back room buying influence in blue counties across America, just blue counties to pad the vote in places like Wisconsin and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan, to pad the vote, Mark Zuckerberg going only to democratically controlled counties to inflate the vote. All of these things going on at the same time. And yet you tell me I'm supposed to have faith in what happened in 2020. Now, having said that, I will vote in November. I will vote in November because doing anything else is surrendering to these people. And I will not surrender to corrupt politicians. I will not surrender to Hillary Clinton. I will not surrender to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or any of them. I will not. And even though I have questions about the election of 2020 and all the different games that were played in all the different locations around the country, I will not ever surrender to these folks for what they have done. I will vote every time. You should as well. And you start with becoming a poll watcher. Be a poll watcher. Volunteer. Get involved. Do it. From the school board, and people give, the dog catcher is not actually an elected position. I don't care. If it is, vote for the conservative dog catcher. I don't care if the garbage man is an elected position. Vote for the conservative garbage man. He'll save you money. He'll do it more efficiently. He'll look out for the folks, and he'll look out for your money. That's the good news. All right, quick break on the Steve Gerber Show.
Be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.